Hello and welcome to yet another week of Football Shootball, and we've kept Arata Izumi with us. You all know that we've recorded this together, so we've literally kept him for a half hour extra. But that's because we're having some fun. We're talking to him. He's one of the most honest footballers, quite honestly, that I have spoken to, and I've spoken to quite a few as a reporter in my time. I say in my time like I'm old. I'm not old. But anyway, welcome back, Arata, to Football Shootball. Yeah, so now we're going to get into the meat of it this week. Okay, we're going to cover the ISL. We're going to cover what Arata likes. We're going to cover what his passions are, what food he likes even. But first, a short break. Arata, so here we are. You've spent a very, very fruitful six seasons at Pune Football Club. The year but is 2014. The ISL is starting in India. So what was the mood, A, among the players for you? Were you eager to jump on board immediately? So just give us an indication of what was the mood among the players. Like, what was your mindset like at that stage?
So the first year of ISL, it was really like kind of chaotic situation for players. I mean, if you remember, there was quite a confusion between I-League clubs and ISL clubs.
Yes.
So some of I-League clubs decided not to send a player from their club to ISL club because, you know, whatever the friction they were having. But after that, whatever happened, then it's gone. But now national team is saying if you play for, I mean, sign for IMG or play for ISL, you don't get to call for national team and something else. So, you know, there was a lot of confusion between players, and the player can play ISL, cannot play ID. ID can play ISL, or, you know, so excitement was there, but if my opinion was like, why we are doing this to, you know, make unnecessary damage to Indian football, you know, could have been much better way for both leagues to continue in a proper way. So yeah, for me it was a little bit like, difficult one to choose.
Actually, a very interesting point you made, because I think very recently when footballers like Sunil Chhetri and others were asked, and other people from the industry were asked about the reason why the ISL was started, and they said the reason, primary reason for it to start was the failure of the I-League to take off from what it was. Is that true in your opinion? Because you just said the I-League was doing well. We just spoke about the facilities in the previous episode, especially at clubs like Pune FC, where the youth academy was doing well. Was I-League really failing for the ISL to begin?
Yeah, but in terms of which way you are saying failing or successing I-League or ISL, I mean, I think both leagues are fantastic. I think both leagues were doing their bit. They were, in a sense, they are doing their bit. And of course, ISL brought a lot of awareness in Indian football. I mean, now the world knows about ISL, which is a fantastic thing, isn't it? Today, if you go back to Japan, Japanese player will ask me, can I get a chance to play in ISL? That's a huge thing. I didn't know anything about football just 10 years back. But now everyone knows about ISL. That is definitely what ISL gave to Indian football, which is fantastic. But before ISL came, there was an I-League. Before I-League, there was a National League. National League, I'm sure some other league was there. So, you know, every league did their own bit with their capacity, I believe. I think every league is pretty successful. But yeah, in terms of, what do you say, popularity, then yeah, definitely what ISL did for Indian football is gigantic, and no other league could do this much for Indian football that we have to accept.
No, it's true. The glitz and glamour was there. And 1 year later, you were also part of the ISL, which took you back to Kolkata. And, you know, guys, Arata's season, 2015, when he joined that season, the ISL promo was one of the best.
Okay?
Yeah, it was one of the best adverts, simply because Saurav Ganguly, in that ad, the ad has Ranbir Kapoor, Virat Kohli, John Abraham. It has everyone, okay?
Nice.
Saurav Ganguly in that ad, I think the co-owner of ATK at that point of time, comes at the end of the ad and says, "Don't forget who's your dada."
Right, I remember.
And that is the club that Arata went and joined. So that was superb. So it was, you went back to Kolkata, where you spent a good season at East Bengal as well. you had an amazing, amazing, amazing ISL. Like, I remember I was watching it closely also that time because, again, this league had taken off quite a bit. You scored quite a bit of goals. How was that entire season like? I want to touch upon a few things. One thing being, you were watched by Pele. Like, arguably the greatest footballers the world has ever seen. No, you don't agree. Oh, fine, a lot of us don't agree as well. But
no, brother. And my reaction is not for that. I'm saying that you can't believe that. Uh-huh. Like, I didn't even imagine or dream about playing in front of Pele. That's Pele, are you serious? I scored a goal, man. Wow.
Yeah.
I saw Pele's reaction on the video. I'm gonna forever talk about this to my daughter, to daughter's son or daughter's
wife. No, you should. This is a story you can tell your grandkids and after that as well. Like, and also one thing, you were, Arata, yours was the only goal he saw because he left around halftime. So your goal was, it was against Kerala Blasters, and your goal was the only one he saw. Is that the same goal where I think Ian Hume came in front of you and you had to like almost volley is a kick it?
No, that was Goa.
That was Goa. Okay.
It was the very beginning of the game, because of that I got injured.
Oh dear. Yeah, okay.
It was like a crash between boom boom.
Okay. Yeah. So, but anyway, you scored the only goal in front of Pele. It's, he had come here, I think 35 years ago before that with the New York Cosmos. But I think in modern memory, yours is the only goal Pele has seen in India. Yeah. So that is something. Okay. Wow. Listener, you can't see this, but Arata has just put his hand up. Like, that is the defining moment of.
Yeah, man.
No, so that was awesome. I think what was more awesome, and I'm just going to say it out there, Kerala Blasters fans would have hated you this season because you scored against them in front of Pele. Then you went to Kerala and you scored two goals against probably an even bigger guest than Pele. If I'm not mistaken, your mother was there at the stadium to watch you beat Kerala Blasters 3-2, correct?
No, not that game.
Not that game?
Yeah, she was not there. But the game was obviously special. I was, as I said, I got injured after scoring in front of Pele. And 4 weeks I took to recover from that injury. I got a tear for 4 cm in my thigh. So, yeah, I was desperate. And the team was, I think, 1-1 it was?
Correct.
Second half I came in, scored 2-2, and winner I scored another goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what could be more dramatic than that? I came back from injury, very frustrating moment. I was in top form, injury, can't play. Now, my time came, bam, bam. And of course, you know the Kerala's crowd.
Yeah.
You know, they are so loud, which is super lovely. But, you know, after scoring against them, they become really quiet.
Yeah.
You know, I can see that pain of the supporters. But of course, I was the opponent. Of course, my excitement is
you
the other way around.
Them.
Yeah. But I always appreciate that support, man. The Kerala, unbelievable. What a support.
I think the goal that you scored to make it 2-1, all three of us were watching it that day. That is the most outstanding goal I think we've seen from you. It's like you're counting in from the edge of the D and then you just chip it over the keeper, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's a
goal. Went off the far post and it bounced in. That's purely
the shot.
So you're saying you made that shot, right?
Yeah, of course I did. I scored. I can say whatever I want.
No, so that's awesome. You finished the season. No, but let's get back to it. So then I thought that was where your mother was in the audience because I've seen an interview of you where you said that was one of your special moments. So when was that?
No. That was I-League time when I was.
Okay. So, you remember when it happened?
Yeah. Viva Kerala was that time. Yeah, that club from Kerala.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we played in Kerala and my mother came down from Japan and I scored 2 goals and we won and I got a man of the match. So that was one of the best goals. That's what I speak always.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's extremely sweet. Now, getting back to the season with Atletico de Kolkata, as it was known then. Before we get to Ian Hume, you played that season with Helder Postiga. Now, Helder Postiga is someone who's was he in the Euros winning squad? I'm not sure.
Of course.
But
Portugal.
Yeah, Portugal. So he's definitely played with Cristiano.
Yeah.
Like Cristiano Ronaldo.
In the final, at least.
Mm-hmm. In 2004, yeah, he was then. I'm not sure whether he was recently. How was it playing with? He was arguably the biggest quote unquote superstar for Atletico Kolkata that season, like a foreign superstar brought in from the European League. So how was it playing with him? How is he as a person, in fact?
Yeah, very nice guy, though. Very cool guy. Doesn't speak too much. I mean, we had a lot of Spanish players, so he likes to speak in their language. But quite a gentleman. I mean, no attitude, no nothing in the game. Tried to help the team. Unfortunate that he got injury for the longest time. He couldn't, you know, participate in the game as much as it should have been. But off the pitch, really nice guy. On the pitch, yeah. He tried his best, and
what a fantastic
player.
Rada, I had a quick question. So when you just mentioned that you got injured and then you had 4 weeks off, right? Can you just quickly tell us, maybe in a couple of minutes, what do footballers do when they get injured for 4 weeks? I mean, of course, they need to rest. Mm. But they also can't be eating pizza and ice cream like we are.
I say, again, it depends on the player. I mean, when you are professional, it's everything's your responsibility. So if you want to eat pizza, if you want to drink, it's up to you. Especially during injury, probably you can't do much things. But for me, it's always other way around. When I'm injured, it's the best time for me to concentrate on which I cannot concentrate usual time. Yeah. Mostly it's a weakness. So I try to work on my weakness as well. Of course, try to recover as quick as possible. It means you got to eat well, you got to rest well, you got to do a lot of rehabilitation, you got to really, mentally especially, strong to think that I can recover.
Nice.
That's my approach towards this kind of injury usually.
No, that's awesome. That's really good. And you played with one of the ISL's top strikers that has ever been, Ian Hume. You finished as the second top goal scorer behind him. Firstly, how was Ian Hume to play with? I think y'all had a pretty good connection on the field, like for sure, because ATK did well. You reached the semi-finals of that season, but unfortunately you lost. But you would have been a good striker to play alongside, no? He looks like a sorted defender forward. Yeah.
He's one of the best strikers that I played in the entire my career. He's not the striker, so-called. You know, strikers are usually egoistic, you know, they want their... fame, they want their goal, but Hume is a different, little bit different type of striker. I don't think he's a pure striker, but number 10, but he has greater ability in scoring also. But the best part of him is he can help others to score the goal also. So if you see my goal against FC Goa, if you see my goal against Mumbai City that season, you know, Hume was in a position to take a shot also, but from behind, I'm shouting Hume, it's mine. So he's, you know, giving me the way. Of course, I was in a better position. Yeah. So, being a striker, you want to be egoistic. You want to score a goal, but he knew he is that aware, so he could just move his way to give me to space to tap that goal. Mm-hmm. You know. So you see how, I mean, team player he is. How good team player he is. But yeah. I mean, he's a great human being off the pitch. What a nice guy. I tell you, I love that guy.
Oh, that's very nice to hear as well. And I'm glad you brought up Ego, because I've seen a few interviews of yours where you've mentioned that your favorite striker, Shivram, you'll know this, is Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Arata has mentioned him a lot. I don't know if that opinion has changed now, but during his... No? So your favorite striker is still Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Yeah. And I think you mentioned one line, it said, you can be as selfish if you're that good. As he is.
Yeah, why I say Zlatan is because, I mean, I will never ever be that egoistic, and that I admire him, and he's successful. I mean, it's not easy, man. He's having his huge pressure. How much he talks, he has to perform that much.
Yeah.
And he's continuously performing. Today he's 38?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, isn't it? You go to from top league to second level league, which is the USA, and come back to the top league again, and still performing at Milan. Wow, man. He's a one of a kind. I mean, you can't compare with other players.
I was going to say United, but I'm glad you said ML. No, I think that's what he meant by second-rate league.
Yeah, no, so that's... now we're done with Atletico de Kolkata. How did the ISL contracts happen at that point of time? Because you then ended up playing also for Mumbai Football Club in the I-League. Then the next ISL season, you went to another club. So there was a lot of chopping and changing that was happening. So How did it work as a professional footballer at that point of time?
So again, it was really interesting. So my first year with ATK, it was auction, if you remember. Players auction was there. Right. So 10 players were selected for the auction. So we didn't have any right to choose club.
Right.
The second season, I mean, third season about it, it was the open market. So as same as other league, you get offer from other club and start going on and the negotiation during the season, I should say that maybe. Yeah, but the talk only, I didn't sign during the season. Yeah, so the talk's going on, and finally you sign with when I sign. Yeah, but after ATK, I was with Mumbai FC, right? Yeah, so right. Obviously. Mm,
and
so
then
ISL and the I-League was a different time. Yeah. So most of the players who did well in ISL, you also signed for I-League.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So you used to get double salary, lucky me.
you also played for Pune City FC. This is not to be confused with Pune Football Club. This is the ISL club Pune City FC. You came back home, basically you played one season for Pune City FC. It probably wasn't the most successful season. I'm guessing you would have maybe expected a bit more from that.
Quite a lot. Yeah, Habas coach.
Yeah.
Hume.
The side was good. I don't know if y'all ever clicked though. I y'all didn't finish in the top four in that season in the ISL.
Yeah, we had a pretty good preseason, but after we came back to India, something wasn't right. I can say my opinion, but there's not to talk about. Yeah, my performance also. You know, it's not fair, but I had a really bad back injury.
Okay.
Isn't it an excuse? I don't know. let's not talk about injury. But
no,
anyway,
it's fine.
Yeah,
okay.
My performance was not up to mark. I have to accept. So, yeah, I'm sure people are really expecting a lot from me looking at the ATK season. And I myself was expecting a lot. Somehow, I scored one goal, but that's not what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Also, I played a lot of different positions that year. So the team itself has not as set as it should have been. It's a difficult season though, but that's part of football, I guess.
Is that when, as a professional athlete, now this is a bit serious. You're more closer towards the end of your career than you're towards the beginning. Obviously, you're in your 30s. This season, you haven't performed up to the standards that you have maintained throughout your entire career. When does this discussion start happening first with yourself as a professional athlete that I need to take a call on how long I am going to continue with the only career that I know?
For me, it was since I came to India, every year I was thinking that because my contract was always 1 year, I was a foreigner. You know, it's a totally different ball game. And of course, after becoming Indian, I can sign as an Indian. But the expectation towards me is not a performance of, you know, local player, I believe. I mean, always, I got to perform as foreigner because I'm a foreigner. That means if I don't perform next season, I don't have my place to play football. Yeah? So every year I was thinking, okay, maybe this season I didn't play well, so probably this is the last year for me in India. That was always my thought. And till the end, 36, I retired with Brassard. I never thought that I'm going to quit football by my own. I mean, to say that this is a year for me to retire or something like that. So never thought about it.
So it never struck you. And this is when you had a stint at Neroka, but I don't think you really played a game for them. What happened then? Were you injured during this period within the?
No. I played all game. I mean, that's why we were champion of second division. That was my mission.
What was the thinking behind going to Neroka FC? Now, why would you? Wouldn't it have been considered a step down?
Well, paper wise, yes, definitely. The career wise, definitely yes. But for me, the importance was not there. It was more like a project for me. It was, I got the opportunity to help a club which is desperate to be first division. Yeah, and they were challenging themselves so many years. And I got the opportunity to help them. And plus, of course, I was earning money from Pune City. Thank you very much. I have my choice. Yeah, I have my luxury to go for my objective that year. Yeah.
So this was when you went. Was Gurmangi also there? Who is my favorite defender ever? Like one of my favorite.
Mangi was not there. I think Mangi was playing for Shibaji on that year.
So he went to Naroka the season after. Is it like I'm sure he played for Naroka, right? Like he played in the top division, but.
Yeah. After that, Mangi was there. That year, Sushil, Subhash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were no Indian players, I think, that year. Now then, Muhammad Ali, yeah. He was defender.
So now we'll get to the final club in your career. You're back in the Indian Super League for one stint at Kerala Blasters. Was it the swan song you expected? I know you spoke that about never thinking about retirement. So how did that entire process come out?
Simple that I waited till June after Blasters season and I didn't get offer.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was talking with Blasters since the end of the season. April, and I was waiting for them to come back to me. Then they did not come back to me, so I decided if I wait till June, if I don't get anything, I'll quit.
Okay, so that's done. So it's like a natural progression that your career just ended when it did, when the offers were not on the table. But it's interesting about Kerala and Shivramal like this. So Aratta in his interviews has always said, my favorite holiday destination is Kerala. Like he's said it throughout. And finally, in the swan song of his career, he got to go and spend a little time in Kerala. So that experience would have been nice.
That's awesome.
And Kerala Blasters has a lot of videos on YouTube with him.
Mm-hmm.
And this is interesting. There is one video where he goes for food with, I think, the current jewel of Indian football and Shivram's favorite player, Sahal Abdul Samad.
Mm. Oh, he's fantastic. Yeah. I follow him on Instagram and everything. He's brilliant.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know him well, Aratta, but he seems to be now India's, like, we're banking all our hopes on him. So how do you think he'll progress in his career?
Oh, wow. He's a good kid. Surprised that actually he developed himself that much.
Mm-hmm.
When I was playing for Brussels, he was there. He was okay player, but he worked really, really hard and hats off to that kid. Really, he should be the role model of a lot of kids who are dreaming to be football player in India.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope he can keep performing this way for longest time.
Awesome. On that note, we'll take a short break. But before we enter the break and before we talk about a few things closer to you, in your entire career in India, is there that one defining memory that you have from your club career?
I have lots of memory, of course. Just now I spoke about the two goals in front of my mother, of course. But you can't beat the national team's first game, I believe.
Mm. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. You can't beat that. Come on, man. I mean, you're wearing that blue color jersey with a national team badge. I mean, that's what else you can
imagine. I wouldn't expect anything else. That is insane.
So that will be the best moment for me.
Awesome. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to Football Shootball. We're still with Aratta Izumi. We're going to do a kind of a quick fire now and we'll get all the information that a lot of you have asked us to ask, Aratta. So, and I think I know this answer, Aratta, but which club do you support?
Chelsea.
Why?
I also don't know.
So then currently on the Football Shootball podcast, we have an Arsenal fan, we have a Manchester United fan, we have a Chelsea fan. Basically, the only three teams apart from Leicester to win the Premier League in this entire... I'm not going to say mine, okay?
Yeah, I was just waiting for you to close that. But it feels like we're more London-focused.
No, so I'm like, Fulham are like the Naroka. They'll go and win the second division of the island. Yeah.
No, they're a good side.
Yeah, so you support, he's from the blue half of London. Now, who is your favorite? There have been quite a few famous Japanese players. Sapre, who's the one who played for Manchester United? Quickly.
Shinji Kagawa.
Okay. Shivram, who's the one who played for Fulham?
Fulham?
Yeah.
I don't keep a track of people.
Is Junichi Inamoto.
Oh, Inamoto.
Wow. Was outstanding. He was absolutely outstanding. Then we've had Hitoshi Nakata. I think we have a guy who plays for Madrid now as well, who's on loan at Mayoka Kubo.
Also, Keisuke Honda.
Oh, Keisuke Honda. Superstar. So, Arata, who is your favorite? Actually, who was your idol growing up? Obviously, growing up in Japan, this is before the time of these players. So, you would have probably had different idols. So, if you can throw some light on that.
So, even today, my idol is Kazuyoshi Miura. He's a Japanese legend.
He's the guy who plays into his 50s. He's still playing.
He's playing, So, first professional football game I watched when I was 9, I think so. And I dream about being professional, watching him. I became professional. I had a dream time as a professional, and I quit football, but my idol is still playing as a professional football player.
That's
amazing.
Unbelievable. You can't believe, man. What a guy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just Googling this. He's 35 seasons.
Wow.
Man. And he's just signed a new contract.
There's one more.
First division, huh? Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Wow, that's
amazing.
Yeah.
Kudos to fitness to begin with.
Move over, Ronaldo.
Okay, that's superb. I've also want to touch on the, of course, when you were in, you were not in Tokyo, right? You didn't stay in Tokyo. But the World Cup 2002 did come to Japan, Japan, Korea, and so how was that experience like? It was the first World Cup ever in Asia, wasn't it? It was the first FIFA World Cup in Asia.
I think so.
Yeah,
should be.
I remember the tagline for the World Cup was "Be the Reds" because the South Korea was trying to market themselves.
Ah, okay. So it was Korea, Japan. So how was that experience in your country then? Do you remember certain things about it?
Yeah, of course. I was with the academy at that time. I was, I think, 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. I didn't have money, but I spent all my money to buy one ticket to go to Hokkaido, which is the northmost, to play, see the game, Argentina and England. Wow, what a game.
Is that the game where David Beckham scores the penalty and...
Michael Owen, David Beckham that time,
I guess you got your money's worth.
Yeah, definitely. My pocket became empty, but yeah, it was definitely worth it.
Your heart was full.
Anything after that. Full of it.
Awesome.
So, great experience. So.
Oh, that's superb. Yeah, I think England won that game. I think 1-0 it was. And that was actually Beckham's redemption because in the 98 World Cup, he got sent off. Versus because Diego Simeone acting like he was shot.
Yeah.
And so this was Beckham's redemption against Argentina. So that's superb. Again, now who's the best player that you've played with and against?
Against? It's a difficult one. A lot of players, so... Against the best, it's hard to choose. But if I have to say, the best player whom I played is, as I said, it's Ian Hume.
Okay. That's superb. So shall we just say Gormangi is the best defender that you've played against? You may not have played against him, but
He stops a lot of 1v1 against me. So you can say that.
Because the reason I keep saying Gormangi also is because I also want to get him on this podcast. And in Bangalore, there's this club, Bangalore United, where he's an assistant coach for now. So I see him a lot actually at the.
Oh, okay. Richard, right?
Yeah, Richard. Richard's where Richard is the coach. He's assistant. He's assistant.
Gormangi's with them still.
Yeah, I saw him last in November, so I don't know if things have changed after that. But in this Super Division season, he was still with that club.
Okay, so
I'm glad one thing you brought up is coaching, because now we'll finish this episode and the two episodes and this podcast with you talking about what you currently do. So Arata, you're currently a coach with
Reliance Foundation Young Champs.
Okay, so and how did this entire coaching process start for you?
I always wanted to be a coach, so I started my coaching license when I was 19 itself. So my plan was always that, after finishing my career, I always get into coaching. That was a simple process for me. Yeah, I was preparing for myself. That's why I finished my AFC license, Level A, during playing in India. So it was pretty smooth But a little bit difficult for me to transit from player to coach, right? So the mentality has to be changed.
Was this in Pune or Bombay?
In Mumbai. Navi Mumbai, was she?
Yeah, of course.
The excellent ground that the Reliance Foundation having it. Wow, what a facility. Man. You'll be shocked to see that.
Yeah, no, I've played. I think they've played that one time where they let you like have your own games. And I think I might have played the one time, if I'm not wrong, if it's the same ground. And it's brilliant. I think it's international facility. Yeah. Which could possibly compare to any ground across the world.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so then, so any tips, like now, so we give you a bit of a backstory. So I just finished my D license. That's where I met Gormangi and stuff at the same ground. So, and I know because you're an international player, you can go directly from the C level. That's how it works, right?
I started from C,
Yeah, so that's how it would work. So any tips of anyone who wants to get into football coaching on how your process has been like, what is the type of mindset you need to be a good football coach currently in India?
I can't say something also, but I believe this coaching course is a fantastic course and you get a lot of knowledge from these courses. But you got to be flexible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you learn from this course is not the only thing that you can use or you can, that is not only knowledge in football, you know. There's a lot of different type of philosophy or way of coaching or whatever. So just be flexible. Do not be, because you read on the book, this works for everyone. No, you've got to be able to recognize this for this player, maybe this coaching. This player, maybe this coaching. If you can start to think that way, I'm sure your awareness in football will be much, much more. So, and all good luck to everyone who is willing to be a coach. The one who is going to make a history of Indian football in future.
Awesome. So again, good luck to everyone. Like Arata said, finally, Arata, I've got two questions for you. You have an Indian name. So how did Neil come about? Like, were you always Arata and Neil, or is it only when you came to India?
No. So when I was born, I was in Japan. I was born, but at that time the Japanese law did not allow me to be a Japanese. So at that time my name was Nilkam Kamborja.
Oh, okay.
That was my Indian name. And after 4 years, I became Japanese. That time I needed a Japanese name, so Izumi Arata, but I was using both names. So my family, closest friend, everyone called me Neil in Japan.
Oh, wow.
That's
a cool story.
Yeah. In India, everyone called me Arata, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's superb. In India, they call you Arata. In Japan, they call you Neil. One last thing. Will we see more of Arata Izumi / Nilkant Kamonjla in the future, working in Indian football? Like, where do you see your career heading in 5 years, in 10 years? Will we see you as a national team coach, man?
Yeah, that's my dream. Next dream. I mean, I made my dream so far till today. So I'm sure I'm going to make it come true as well. So good luck to myself and support me.
Yeah, of course. That's all the best.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be a fantastic story.
Imagine. National team of India and playing against Japan. That's great, isn't it?
We hope that's in the World Cup.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow. That was awesome. We're going to start a campaign. Now, Arata is India coach. And Arata, if you do become India coach, make sure that we are the ones who started it. All this rumor mongering. So you have to come back on Football Shootball, because knowing our career, it starts and ends here at Football Shootball. So you have to come back on the show.
Thanks, Karthik. Just one more thing. Arata, we'd love to know our listeners and everyone who's been a fan, where can they find you? Can they find you on Twitter, Instagram? How does someone reach out to you?
I'm most active in Instagram, so you can just search me in Instagram. Facebook, I'm not so much. Twitter, also not so much. So please come to my Instagram.
So what's your handle? What's your handle name?
What? Just a moment.
Oh, Arata has to go up and look up his handle name. This is the number of followers probably that he has. And he's just like, oh, look me up, man. Like,
Arata Izumi, you can find. What should I tell you?
Just Arata Izumi? Is that your handle name?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. So it's Arata Izumi. That's Arataizumi. Perfect.
All right.
Yeah, and he has a blue tick as well, so you know that it's the official Arata Izumi page. So go look him up. There's a lot of interesting content there on his Instagram handle as well. Arata, from all of us, thank you so much for doing this. This has been an awesome hour and a half, two episodes that we spent with you. Any parting words, guys?
I think this totally made my week, my month, my year. I think we're actually speaking to Arata. He's I can't say this enough. He's represented India at the international level. I don't think we can do this better. I think we should just end this podcast forever. Unless Arata goes back and manages the Indian team at the World Cup, then we should just do that one more episode.
I don't want to use the word unless. I hope that really happens and that we get the episode. But thank you again. It's not very often that we get to speak to a person, spend so much time with a person who has a Wikipedia page for himself. You know, reading about you and you know, in reports and otherwise is one thing, but sitting here with you, you speaking about the intricacies of football and transfers and your whole experience from Japan to Singapore to India, it's just been lovely and we can't thank you enough for this.
Yeah, thanks, Ali. We love football. We are here sitting. You know, it's nice to talk always. So let's talk football, man. Again.
Nice.
Thank you.
So if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are at IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I'm FickleberryHun on Twitter and Instagram. That's HuckleberryFinn, but fickle.
And if you want to reach out to me, I am Sapre on Twitter and GSapre on Instagram.
You can reach out to me at iRant, which is IYERANT on Twitter and Instagram. This is Football Should Ball. Recognize.